we see in this phenomenon is the following. There are two parts, it seems, in the inspiration from a Rebbe to a Talmud and a Talmud to a Rebbe, from a father to a son and a son to a father. And the Rebbe and the father need to measure their success on being mashpia on their family, on his family and his Talmidim in one way. And the Talmud needs to measure his success of getting from a Rebbe and from his father in a different way. And that is the following. When it comes to Yaakov Avinu, he sees the Hagolos. And that's Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim. What way is it Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim? Because he realizes that the Messiah that he had passed off to his Talmidim, to his children, that's something that they sent back to him. In other words, he's able to say over to Yaakov Avinu, this is what you taught me. I haven't forgotten what you taught me. And then Yaakov Avinu realizes that he's been zocha to pass over the Mesorah to all the Yudbei Shvatim. The child that he thought that he had lost in the Mshalshelet HaMesorah is now alive, is now spiritually alive. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avir. Rabbi Fall pointed out to me that Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful idea that seems to, I don't know my way around the Sefer, I photocopied it, but maybe I'll have Siyata Deshmaya and find it. Maybe the Rebbe's Iris will, here, I found it. I'm starting to learn how to use the Sefer. He says the following. The Rebbe Zecharon Zerachah, Rabbi Nachman speaks about the idea that Yediya is not simply knowledge, is not simply something that a person has. The way in which a person knows if he imbibes a bit of knowledge is if it comes back to him. It's what Rav Nachman calls, I'll read you the piece. This is an Ayin Vav in Likutei Maran. Ki Iga Yediya Leida Masheroa. The most important part of knowing something is to know what you saw. Al Yedei Bechinas Or HaChozer. If I'm not mistaken, this is even true in terms of science as well. In other words, when I see something, what I'm actually seeing is the light that's reflected is the wrong word, I don't have the exact scientific term, but it's really the light that is sent back to me when I look at something. Shei bechinas mashechozer hakoach haros le'enav. Bal kein lepa'amim adam roe ezadavar be'enav mamish, v'afal pikein eni yodea ma roe. Kivan shemavir ne ezadavar lefa'yavayinav b'mihiris gadol. The object passes in front of his eyes so fast that the light doesn't have the opportunity to be, again, I put this in quotes, reflected is not the right word, but to be reflected back to him. In other words, knowledge is not simply seeing something, but when it comes back to me. It's what Rav Nachman calls the Or HaChozer. It's the Or that comes back to me. Yediya is not considered a Yediya. I don't know if the Talmud really got what I gave to him. I don't know if my son really got the message that I gave to him. The Yediya of the Shalshelas HaMesaira is only when the Or is Chozer. Only when the Or HaTorah is Chozer is there a Yediya that the Mesorah has continued. It's not enough for the fact that the Rebbe gave to the Talmud. The Rebbe wasn't Mekayim his mitzvah of Igata Levincha if it doesn't come back to the Rebbe. If it's not Chozer, if the Talmud doesn't show it back to the Rebbe, then the Rebbe wasn't Mekayim the Igata Levincha. Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim, how is a Rebbe measure? How does a father measure? The way the father measures is whether the Talmud is reflecting back the Torah. If he's reflecting back the Torah, then that's a simon that he succeeded in giving over the Shalshelas HaMesorah. If that's an Or HaChozer. However, Rabotai, the measure of a Talmud is a different measure. The Rebbe has done his responsibility, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov Avim. If Yosef HaTzadik is still sending back the Torah, so then that's a simon that there's Or HaChozer, there's a Yediyah that the Shalshelas HaMesorah is continued based on the words of Rav Nachman. The Talmud, that's not enough. From the Talmud's perspective, the way in which he himself is not going to be nichshal with the Yetzer Hara, the way in which the Talmud is going to consider the Derech HaYashar, the way in which a child is continuing the Mesorah, is not enough for him to have the knowledge. The Rebbe's midah that he's modeid is whether there's an Orach Chozer. But the Talmid, the child, needs to have a different way of measuring it. The child has to measure it not in terms of the Or HaChozer. The child has to feel that the Messiah is mamish with him. That the Messiah is mamish with him, that they're with him. If he doesn't feel the way Rasalvechik described beautifully, that when he learns the Rambam, he feels that, and when he saw with his father, that when his father learned, the Rambam mamish came to sit with them, if there's not only the intellectual experience, but rather that he has the mustayukno, that the mustayukno that he mamish lives as if he's right next to him, so then he could be muftach, that he won't be nichshol the Yetzer Hara, even in the most difficult of times. But for that, it's not enough to have the yediyah. For there, a person needs to feel that he's mamish walking one with the shalshelas hamasayirah. The Rebbe's way he's moideid, the Rebbe's responsibility to be moideid is whether the aura is chayzer. But the Talmud, the child, has to measure it in a different type of way. He has to measure whether he has the mustayukno. What does that mean in practical terms? This is in theoretical terms. Rav Nachman is saying this beautiful idea of Orach Chozer, and we're connecting it in terms of what the two things they needed to see. But what does it mean practically? What it means practically is every single Talmud needs to ask himself whether he's taken, and he's not only has he taken the message of his Rabbeim, not only could he say it back over, we always say in learning that if you can't say it over, then you don't have it. That's the Makar over here. So Rav Nachman, you saw what I was saying in Lamdas. It's Rav Nachman. It needs to be an Orach Chozer. If you can't say it over, then it's not an Orach Chozer. Then the Masorah hasn't continued. But the Talmud needs to ask himself something else. And that is, does he feel experientially that his Rabbeim are with him, that he has a Demus Diyukno, even when he's far away from them? Not only that the knowledge was there, but also that the Mustayukno is with him. That he's a feeling that he's walking with the Shalshelas HaMetzora, that the Shalshelas HaMetzora is with him. So Rabosai, a person needs to make a deep cheshbon nefesh of what's going on in his learning process. Is he becoming one, a chelek in the Shalshelas HaMetzora? Or is he gathering information that he'll be able to be an Or HaChozer, he'll be able to return the light, but then he might have that kli of knowledge, but of course, if he's not, doesn't have the mustayukno, then he'll fall into places, and chas v'chalila, the Torah that he will give over will be from a kli that's shavur, a kli that's broken. But if he has a shalshelas ha-mesorah with him, that there's mamish a sense of the mustayukno of the mesorah, the mamish feels that he's one, that he's walking with them, and even when he's far away from his rabbeim, he still feels that sense of connection. So then that individual will be zocha not only to give over the information back and to project it, but to be able to project it as one of the Chachmei HaMesorah. And the Chachmei HaMesorah over here is not only the Chachmei HaMesorah of a Gadol B'Torah, Gon B'Torah passing on to the next door, but rather the Chachmei HaMesorah here is the father. It's just simply Yaakov Avinu as a father to Yosef HaTzadik. Not only in terms of the Rebbe, as a Rebbe, but even as someone as a father. And the person, every single one of us needs to ask himself whether he has that Demus Diyukno. And Demus Diyukno doesn't necessarily mean, you know, some people say, I heard that the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita had that some people in their room, in their college room, they put the picture of Bina on the ceiling. So everybody has their cheshbon of what exactly. You should know one of the Rabbeim here, I don't know if I should say publicly, one of my friends, who was very young, he learned the Rebran Shpigel Shir. He showed me his wallet, he gave me his wallet, Stan B'mikre, many years later. I don't know who gave me a bus card. I don't even remember what it was. And there was a picture of our Rebbe. He learned in the Shir 20 years before. Everybody has a cheshbon. What is the Muslim? Some people, Gedolim pictures do it. Some people, it doesn't. Sometimes Gedolim pictures are politics. It's not at all the Muslim Yukno. Sometimes it does it. Every person needs to make a cheshbon. What is that the Muslim Yukno? For me, it's reading Gedolim biographies. That's what it is for me. But every person has their own cheshbon of what the Muslim Yukno is. But a person has to ask himself, as he's growing in his Amelus B'Torah, is he achieving this point that he feels the Demus Diyukno of the Chachmei HaMesorah with him? And if it's not, then Chas V'Chalila, what he has is he has the potential to refract the Orach Chozer, but if he's not the Kli, so then ultimately, eventually, the Orach Chozer is going to fall out. Ultimately, if the Kli is Shavur, it won't retain it. and then he won't be zoche to be mamshech the mesora in all of the in all of its meaning. But if a person works on that, he should be able to have the demus to yukno, then he'll be zoche to be mamshech the shalshelas ha-mesora. You had a question?